Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Make $10,000 on a $20 Product Promotion. It's an interview with me, Michael Senoff. When someone asks me what I do for a living, it's not an easy question to answer. I now tell them that I'm in the information products business and that I am an information product publisher, which means I create, license, and sell digital information products. I'm also my own boss. I work from home. I set my own schedule, prices, products, agenda, and my margins are almost 100%. So if I make $10,000 on a $20 product promotion, that's essentially all profit. To put this in perspective, if you're a large grocery store making 3% profit margins on sales, you'd have to sell over 330,000 cans of beans or soup, pie filling, whatever, at a dollar per can to make the same $10,000 profit that I make with a promotion. Imagine the warehousing space, the gas, the manpower, and the resources to move around, market, and sell 330,000 cans of food. That is the power of information products. And making an extra $100,000 or even $10,000 a week is completely doable once you know how. It really just comes down to building, renting, or borrowing a list. Let me give you an example. I sell products on my website from $195 to $597, and I might sell a few during the week. But when I can drop the price to $20 and run an email promotion to my list, I can sometimes make more than $10,000 in just a few days. It's not a hard formula to follow, but just building a list won't do it. Building a relationship with your list and consistently giving them value, I believe, is key. Eventually, you'll have raving fans waiting for your next $20 promotion. And in this interview I did with Michelle, I go over all the details on how I do each one of these steps and also how you can easily do them too. In this interview, you'll hear the real motive I had for doing this interview with Michelle. Hint, it's the same reason most successful people do interviews and why you shouldn't be afraid to approach them for interviews either. You'll hear the one best way to find talent for interviews and a word-for-word script to use if you're just starting out and can't offer much in the way of publicity. You'll hear my three biggest mistakes and what I would have done differently if I were just starting out today doing the same business. You'll hear why most people miss out on the opportunity to push the boundaries in an interview and how to make sure you ask the kind of hard-hitting questions your audience can't wait to know the answer to. You'll hear the one piece of equipment you can get at Radio Shack today that'll have you creating audio information products as soon as tomorrow. You'll hear why it's so important to make commercials about yourself and your business and the most effective ways to use them. You'll hear how to make the kind of value-packed products your list will be wanting to receive. And you'll hear three areas you may want to outsource in your business and the best resources to do that. You'll also hear the real-life examples of how I use emails and personal stories to build relationships with my list and how you can do it too. Look, for most of the products I sell, I'm not the expert. I just interview the experts, compile the information they give me, and sell it. And I prefer it this way. But anyone can do what I do and make decent money at it too. And in this interview, I'm going to show you how. Now let's get going. Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Hello and welcome everyone to your next Quantum Leap, how to achieve your next breakthrough in life and business now. And I am so excited to share with you our next guest, Michael Senoff. Michael, tell our listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Thank you, Michelle, for the introduction. My name is Michael Senoff. I guess when people ask me if I'm at a party, what do I do and who am I, it's such a hard question to answer, but I've come up with a stock answer. And what I would tell people, essentially, I am an information publisher. So I publish information in the form of digital audio interviews, digital PDF transcripts in downloads, in Kindle books, but everything starts with my interview. So I interview all these business and marketing experts that I can find. And I not only give these interviews away for free, but I also take the interviews and I package them and I create audio information products centered around the subjects that I'm interested in, like marketing and direct mail and barter and copywriting and licensing and negotiating. So it all starts with things that I really want to know about. I find experts, I interview them, I get the rights to these interviews, I package them up and I give them away for free. And I sell them and make a lot of money from them.
Wow, that's amazing. And you make money doing that. And it sounds like it's a lot of fun, too. Have you had an opportunity to interview some well-known people?
I have had the opportunity to interview some of the most respected and well-known marketing and business and advertising people in the world. And anyone who's interested in looking at some of the people I've interviewed and hearing some of these interviews, the amazing thing is I give most of my work away for free, and anyone can access all of these interviews at my website, which I'm sure you'll reveal a little bit later.
Yes, we certainly will. Well, through all of that interviewing process, you must have also learned a lot from those people, too, about how to market and how to create products. Is that right?
Michelle, that's exactly right. Like I said, these are subjects that I'm interested in, so it's never work. It's almost like a license to pull out and get people to reveal and share their most closely guarded secrets. You see, most people are more interested in themselves, and they don't really take the time to get to know other people. So when I give them a call or shoot them an email and say, hey, can I do an interview with you? It's like a pleasant surprise, because these experts who have worked their entire life in mastering their craft and their skill, something that they're so passionate about, and then they go home at the end of the day and their wife or their husband really has no interest in what they're doing. So it's very rare that someone approaches them and sincerely wants to know more about them and their business and what they're excited about and how they make money. So when you approach someone like that, you're almost looked at like a welcome breath of fresh air. And successful people are nice people. And many times, nice people have no problem sharing in giving back what they've learned over all these years, because many people aren't really interested in what they have to say. So getting these interviews, and I'm sure we'll talk about that shortly, is not really that hard. It's just a matter of you, the listener, having the guts and having the confidence and the courage to just ask.
Excellent. I've been doing that now as we create Your Next Quantum Leap online virtual summit, getting interviews from renowned, amazing, and incredible people such as you, Michael.
No, thank you. Now, really, how hard is it? Is it hard, Michelle?
You know, it's not, and I've enjoyed it. And you know what? I think it's the same thing, I'm sure, with you, is that it creates a bigger message out there, that all the interviews I've done and the message that goes out to the next people that are listening and so on. So it's really creating something so much bigger than yourself.
It really is. And look, I know personally how hard you've worked on this project. And for all the students and the people listening, you don't really have a clue of what goes into putting one of these summits together. From doing all the amazing graphics on the site and organizing all the affiliates and lining up and scheduling the interviews and actually doing the interviews and recording them and doing the editing and getting the descriptions done and the web pages built and the links done and the affiliate stuff done. Listeners, you don't understand the thousands of dollars in the immense amount of brain energy and time Michelle has put into this product for your benefit to capture her expert's whole life of advice for a product that sells for so little. So I know personally what it takes. And you're absolutely right. You work very hard in doing this. And once the product's done, you now can share with people who maybe don't have the confidence to do something like this, expertise and knowledge for years to come. But you've done the work once and you can get paid ongoing. So the listeners who are ever considering about doing something like this, it is hard work at first, but once you have this interview captured, you can take this interview and you can write transcripts. You can sell it for years to come. You can convert it into a Kindle book. You can package it with other products. You can use it to enhance another product you might have already. It's absolutely endless how you can package one interview into so many different streams of income.
Michael, I run into a lot of people who are business coaches, speakers, people who have an area of expertise in their business, and they do training and coaching with that too. So if they wanted to expand what they do and create another marketing arm or stream of income, publishing like you do is a good resource for that.
All of these experts that you talk about, Michelle, what they can do is so brain dead simple, they're going to smack themselves upside the head and say, duh, why didn't I think about that? Everyone is an expert at something. So let's say you are a marketing consulting expert, Michelle, and day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you've been working with clients and you've been helping them grow their business without spending money on advertising. Well, how can you take that expertise and package it and sell it? And it's real simple. You've heard of Radio Shack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go down to your Radio Shack, or you go online to RadioShack.com, and you order yourself this little device that will allow you to record your phone conversations, number one. Then you get yourself a digital audio recorder. You can get it from Best Buys. You can go onto eBay. You can probably find one at Radio Shack as well that will allow you to record the call digitally onto a USB digital recorder. Or you can do what you're doing. You can use a conference call line, which is free, and you can record your calls via free conference call service that you can find on the internet. That won't even cost you anything. And what you do is you go about your normal business of consulting and helping businesses grow while you're talking to them on the phone. You get their permission to be able to record your conversations. So in a week, in a month, in 2 months, in a half a year, or in a year, you will have so much audio recordings of valuable advice of you, Michelle, the expert, sharing your expertise with others. You have those recordings. You can take those recordings. You can edit them. You could create little packages based on different subjects, from creating a USP or database marketing or joint venture marketing or barter or licensing. You just take the different subjects that you've helped your clients with and take those recordings and put them into separate folders and start organizing them, kind of like you're creating an outline for a book. But this outline will be for a detailed information product that is packed with value. There's a lot of value in an audio recording because people don't have to watch it on a computer screen. They can take it with them on the road. They can play it via the internet on their iPhone. They can download it onto their little iPod or an MP3 player. And so you doing what you're already doing as an expert, helping businesses grow their business without spending money on advertising, turn that tape recorder on and start saving this valuable information and advice that's coming out of your brain and start selling it. This is what every one of your listeners can do starting tomorrow. You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
And it sounds really easy. I mean, everyone has a Radio Shack nearby them. Michael, you mentioned all different formats, the audio, MP3, and transcripts, and all of those things. Is there one that's more profitable than the other one?
Well, my most profitable information products are when I take all the individual pieces, all the different audio interviews, and I create an information package. Very similar to what you are doing. You're taking 12 or 15 experts on various subjects. You're doing all the interviews, and you're packaging them together. So you have a wide variety of expertise. And every time you have a new expert in your package on a different subject, you're building a lot of value into that package. So I like to really give a lot of value when I offer and sell one of my products. And one thing I've been doing for the past 5 or 6 years is I've been taking these audio interviews and creating massive packages where I may have 15, 20 interviews. I have transcripts word for word in PDF form so the people who don't like listening can read the transcripts and print them out. Then I have the downloads of each one of my interviews. I have play buttons so people who don't know how to download can just go to the webpage and press the little play button and listen on their computer or on their smartphone. And I've been selling these things for special offers at $20 a piece. And I have perfected this little system. So $20 for all this value, it's an insanely low price. And when I make this offer to my email list, I sometimes end up selling 300, 400, 500, 600 of these. So in each promotion, I can end up making from $2,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 to $8,000 per promotion. The promotions will last anywhere from 3 to 5 days. It's all done through email, and it's been a very successful format that I've been doing for the last 5 years. So this is one simple thing that any of your students can do, and I've got a proven format. I've proven it over and over and over again. I've done 50 of these exact type of promotions on all different subjects. I've calculated all the sales. I've averaged out the money earned per email. I have every single one of my emails that I've sent categorized with each promotion. I have the dollar amounts that we've made off each promotion. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be one of my new products in the near future. We're just building onto it. But any of your listeners can go to my website. When they find out what it is, they can go to my product section, and they'll see that each one of my sales pages for all my different products look exactly the same. And they look the same because it's a proven format, a proven sales letter and a format for listing the interviews and how I describe them and how I tell them how many pages are in the transcripts and how long each one of the audio recordings are. Now, on my website, I don't sell them for $20. They're normally anywhere from $199 to $597. But when I do a special promotion for $20, you better believe I sell a lot of them. And it's such a great value. It's almost a no-brainer. And I think that's one of the reasons they sell so good, other than them being very valuable. So any of your listeners can copy, and I give them permission to knock me off, to do what I'm doing. I dare them to just do what I'm doing, and you'll see that the formula isn't only going to work for me, it's going to work for them if they follow my lead.
That's incredible. $20 to make all of that money. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing product, and I'm sure we're going to stay tuned with you to find that out, this new product that you're going to make that goes through each of those and how much money you make from all of them. That's valuable information in itself, the way that you tracked that, so you can know what works and what doesn't for you. I was going to ask you what the most profitable was, but it's quite interesting as far as the $20 versus the $195 or the $597. Do you find that you sell more of the $20 product?
Oh, I sell way more at the $20. The higher price ones at $597, once in a while. I mean, I'm not getting sales for those every week. Every week I will have a sale. Someone will buy something for $199 or $297. I'll get a sale for $597. Everyone knows there's cycles when it comes to business. But I will sell them consistently. But the majority of my income for online are my $20 sales. And plus, as a marketer, I feel great giving away this humongous, valuable product for so little money. And it's like I said, you're doing a promotion and you're selling it for a certain price. But, you know, when I'm selling something, I want it to be just a no-brainer. They see the sales letter with all this stuff where I've taken the time to have descriptions written for each one of my interviews, where I've meticulously edited each one of the audio interviews to be very careful to take out the ums and the ands and the ahs to make it a pleasurable listening experience for my customers. And I think they've come to know that the product I put out for $20 is worth way more. So what happens then when I come out with another product and another product and another product? I have buyers, whenever I come out with a $20 product, they're going to buy it because they know Michael Senoff's $20 offers are just kick butt. There's a ton of value in them. They don't even have to think about it. So when you deliver a super valuable product at a super value at $20, when it's time to do another product, you have a built-in customer list. They're going to buy from you again and again. Now, you did ask, what was one of my highest selling products? And I will tell you, it was my last promotion, and it was a product I did with my marketing expert mentor, the developer of the HMA marketing consulting system. And we teamed up and we did a product on USP, on unique selling proposition. And you can never judge for sure how each promotion is going to go. I personally didn't think it was going to go that great, but it ended up being my all-time best-selling product over the last 5 years, and we sold close to $10,000 worth of those $20 products in a five-day period.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, I want to interject. I want your listeners to know this, okay? $10,000. I'm not talking about you selling for your company a copy machine for $10,000 and you make 2%. I'm talking in the information publishing business. After your expense of actually putting together the product, you keep all of the money. Other than PayPal fees and stuff like that, there are no hard costs. There's only intellectual capital in developing the information product. There's web hosting fees, which are so minuscule. Essentially, you keep all of the profit. It's your product. You control it. You own it. In this particular situation with Richard, my partner, I didn't have to give him any of the money. I kept all of the money on the $20 sales. But what I did in return is I shared with him my buyer names. So in the future, he could offer his services. And I said I didn't want any of that. So he gets a list of my best buying customers. And I trust him and I respect him. And I know that he would never do anything harmful to my customers that I've worked so hard to earn through the marketing of my company. So you want to do something with someone you totally trust. So it was a win-win deal for both of us. But in this type of business, you keep all of the money. It's all yours. There's no paying 50% out to a joint venture partner when you do what I teach you in my Audio Marketing Secrets course. You keep it all other than you paying your taxes and any kind of hard costs for online services like web hosting and PayPal fees and things like that. And that's powerful because if you think about brick and mortar businesses, they're operating on tiny margins. I mean, a grocery store, for crying out loud, works on 1 to 2%. Restaurants that you drive by are working on margins of, I think, 7 to 8%, if that. It's hard to survive on such small margins. They have to do tons and tons of business just to end up with $100,000 at the end of the year. You could do a promotion every month and come out with $100,000 and you keep it all and you don't even have to go to work. You can sit in your chair, in your home, in front of your computer doing what you want. I'm a real big advocate for being an entrepreneur too, as you can tell. For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Absolutely, and you're doing it quite successfully. So our listeners, let's say they're ready to get started. They've picked up the equipment, which isn't very much, and there's not much investment in that, and they're ready to get started, and they want to begin interviewing and creating an audio or information product. how do they find talent to interview? For example, sometimes they want maybe a big national or international name. Where do they start with finding talent?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes it can be hard to break into the big talent. But remember when I said successful people are sometimes the nicest people? In today's digital world, successful people have cell phones, they have websites, they answer their own emails. Simply Google their name, find their website, and send them a damn email and tell them who you are and what you're doing. You know, all successful people started out where maybe some of the listeners are, struggling, just getting started, working really hard, starting a business. And if you're open with them and you be real and you tell them who you are and tell them you're struggling and tell them how much you respect them and you read their book and you love the part about when they shared the story about this and that, show them that you've really read their stuff and tell them what you're doing and ask them to be interviewed. Are all of them going to say yes? No. Are 50% of them going to say yes? No, but maybe 10% or 20% will. Maybe 2 out of 10 successful people will say, yeah, let's give this kid a break, or absolutely, I'd love to be interviewed. I mean, I see the show Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran and some of the sharks. I see them doing interviews online. So simply ask them. Now, understand this. Why do experts give interviews? Experts give interviews for a reason, because it's promotion, it's publicity. You don't have to go and admit to them that you're just starting and you have no market, no email list at all. You can say you're putting together an international panel of experts on entrepreneurialism, which is going to be offered via the World Wide Web. You don't have to disclose everything, and you'd like to invite them to be interviewed. So experts will do interviews with you based on potential publicity. Michelle, why am I doing this interview with you, other than you're a great person and you do great website work and we've spoken and you're on my email list? I mean, the truth is, I'm doing this interview because I'm hoping your marketing is going to get a bunch of people listening to this interview. And I'm hoping that one of those listeners, or 2 or 5 or 10, will like what I've had to say, will go to my website, will become addicted to some of my free audio content, will sign up on my email list by entering their email address and first name, and will read my emails, and will get sucked into my web and buy my stuff. Essentially, I am running a business and I offer great value of information products, but this is essentially the reason I'm taking an hour of my day to do this interview with you. And that's the truth. And that's going to be the truth for any of your students who want to go ask for an interview. You have to give them a reason, but I don't have a guarantee that you're going to have any listeners with your product. I know that you will, but there's no guarantee. I don't know that you're promoting this for sure. And neither will your interview guests when you invite them to be interviewed. They don't know what you're going to do. They hope that you're going to get it out there in a big way. They hope that you'll publish it up on a web page. They hope that natural search engine traffic will find them. They hope that people will listen to them. They hope that people will go to their website. They hope that people will enter their name. And they hope that they will buy a product that they have to sell, or go to a movie that they're in, or whatever. That is what the interview game is all about, to promote something, their expertise, their book, their movie, their weight loss product, anything. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And I just want to say, too, that that's how I found you online, for those who are listening, is I had found Michael's website and subscribed to his email newsletters. And actually, I had been listening for 2 or 3 years, maybe, and I would listen to the audio interviews you would send out. And I'm one of those people you mentioned that, you know, I like to click on it with my phone, and I would listen to it in my car or listen to it on my headphones when I was out walking. So I, for a long time, listened to Michael Sinoff's interviews that were out there, and also I purchased those $20 products. I am a product of that. So when I approached you to ask you, I didn't know if you were going to accept my invitation to be a speaker on this, so of course I thank you for that too, but indeed, I do have a large audience, and my business is marketing, so I want this out in a big way, and not only just once, but to be out there indefinitely on the internet, so that at any time, whether it's a month or a year or years down the road, that this is still out there and available, because you have such wonderful information and knowledge to give to people.
Well, I appreciate it, and that's how it works. I mean, it's interesting to me, and I do hear this over and over again, I have people who will finally contact me or they'll write to me and they say, I've been listening to your stuff for 5 years or 6 years or 7 years or 3 years. And then they finally send me a personal email or they call up and want to do something. And I love that part about this business. I love hearing from people who have been on my list all these years. And the whole goal also for your students is with these audio interviews, they are given away for free and they do have a lot of value and I do sell them. But really the whole goal is I'm an internet marketer. I mainly market through email. So I usually send out 4 or 5 emails a week. I've been a little slack because I've had a lot of attention focus on something else for the last 3 months, but the whole goal is to get an email address. You need to build a list or you need to acquire a list through some kind of joint ventures, but you need that line of communication. You need to be able to communicate and know who the people coming to your website are so you can educate them, offer them free gifts, build a relationship with them, offer them special products. If you're not building a list, then really everything you're doing is kind of a waste of time. So I must have 500 web pages on my website. Most of them are free audio interviews, and many of these pages are indexed in Google and all the search engine rankings. I've got some pretty good SEO positioning because I've just been around. I have longevity in the internet space, so people find it on different search terms. And anytime one goes to that webpage, if they haven't been to that webpage in a day, they're going to get an invitation to get on my list. That is my main driving goal, is to build a list. And there's always new people coming on your list, and there's always people on your list who are coming off. So it's an ongoing organic process. And as long as you keep marketing and educating and offering value, you're going to consistently have people to sell to and generate an income for yourself and to be able to maybe quit that job you have or make an extra $100 a week or $500 a week, or once you get really good, $1,000 to $10,000 a week. And it absolutely is doable. I'm so certain it's doable that anyone can do it. I think the hardest part is people have to believe that they can do it. They have to have the courage and they just have to get off their butt and just do it. I can offer the expertise and share with any of your listeners, and I will share anything they want to know. Most of the products I have, I'm not the expert. I don't really like being the expert. And 99% of my interviews are me interviewing the expert. I'm rarely being interviewed. I would just rather interview the expert. But there is one product that I created where I position myself as the expert, and I have revealed every single thing that I've known about how I do interviews and how I create information products from them and how I make money from them all from home. And we're going to share that link at the end of this interview with the listeners if they want to get inside my head and really understand what I think is one of the best businesses in the world, information product marketing and publishing. You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Well, I know we're all going to want to go and get that information from you here. So when somebody starts this information marketing and interviewing process, I know that you have been through the trenches and you have done it and done it all up, down, and right and wrong and all that. Is there any pitfalls that you can tell the listeners ahead of time to avoid these mistakes to be more successful?
Yeah, I would. I think my unique selling proposition, my interviews, I believe, stand apart from 99% of all the interviews and the YouTube videos online, is because I try today to create the best product I can. And I think a very large component is in the editing. And I am more aware of the way people speak today than any other time. And you go out and just have average conversations with people, and you'll soon realize that people can't speak. They stutter and they stammer and they say, yeah, you know, they do double talk. It's just very difficult for me sometimes to listen to people speak. And that includes radio shows. I have satellite radio and I listen to this doctor station. I listen to these NYU medical professionals who have a show for the hour. And these doctors, they cannot talk. It's so frustrating listening to that clutter in between the words of a conversation. conversation. So with my interviews, I edit out as much filler words as I can to make the listening experience the most smooth and pleasurable audio experience possible. I remove the ums and the ahs and the yes and the you knows and the double thoughts and the misdirection of a sentence and the long pauses or the short choppy words. I'll make it more smooth. And I may spend 5 hours of editing for 1 hour audio interview. Now, some will be easier to edit than others. Well, I don't want to say the more successful someone is, the better they speak, but you will have interviews where people who really understand and know their content will speak very well. They won't have a lot of filler words, but for the most part, I'd say 50% of the people you speak to, you're going to need to do editing on those audio interviews. So my interviews, I personally believe, and I've been told by my students, are a pleasure to listen to because they're cleaned up, they're edited, and then I offer the transcripts to each one of the interviews. So the mistake I made at the beginning was I was sloppy. And I didn't put out edited audio interviews. I didn't really know my site and recordings were going to be as distributed and as popular as they are today. But if I had to do it over again, I would have done it right from the very beginning. So I would tell any of your listeners who are going to start doing audio recordings is to either do meticulous editing or invest and pay someone to do the editing for you. Anyone can go on to Elance.com or to any of the freelance sites and hire an audio editor. And you can pay them $12 to $15 an hour to edit an hour audio interview. So create the best possible audio recording that you can. Another thing I would have done, and I didn't do this at the beginning, is I would offer word-for-word transcripts. I would invest in getting your audio recordings, after they're edited, transcribe word-for-word. There are a lot of people who would much prefer to read than listen to your audio, so they can download a PDF or a Word file and they can read your interview. Here's something I would do. At the beginning of my interviews, I never promoted myself. And I maybe have hundreds of interviews playing each day, and it was only the interview. So what I did is I created a little commercial, a little USP statement at the beginning of each interview. And I'm sure you know it, Michelle. It's an introduction. Hi, I'm Michael Senhoff, and for the last 5 years, I've been interviewing the world's best marketing experts. I have this little pitch at the beginning, my little story. I had said, when my child was sick, I needed a way to earn income from home, and now I'm going to teach you the skills you need to survive. You've heard that over and over again, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little branding method that I use in my interviews. So in your interviews, you get to advertise. You advertise yourself. Also, within each one of my interviews are commercials. I will remind them, you're listening to an exclusive audio interview on Michael Senhoff's hardtofindseminars.com. I'll have that 10 minutes into a recording. Then maybe 30 minutes into a recording, I'll say, for more interviews like this, go to Michael Senhoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Remember what I told you. My goal is to direct people back to my website, to get them onto one of my juicy interviews, to have that pop-up come up, and to have them type in their email address to get onto my email list so I can have a chance to build a relationship with them. So the mistake I made is I didn't promote myself enough. So I would say from the beginning, use the beginning of your interview, use the middle and then the end of your interview to promote you, to get your listeners back to your site. Because when someone downloads an interview or they pull it off the web, you don't know if they're going to email their dad or their sister or their friend, say, hey, I just listened to this interview, check it out, and they send them a link, and that person's going to download that interview. Well, you've got your branding, your advertising on that interview to promote you, to get that person back to the site, to get that person onto your list. You never know where the interview is going to go. You never know when someone downloads your PDF transcript. Make sure in your PDF you have a header and a footer. A header and a footer that has a link directly back to your site. It's all about getting them back to your site. Give them the free stuff. Get them back to your site. Get them to go to a page. Get them to fill out that pop-up that comes up when they land on the page so you can have a chance to build a relationship with them. Another mistake I made is I would only email like once every 2 months when I first started. I was afraid to open up to my list to share stuff about my family or to provide interesting information to my list. I didn't know what to say. Most people don't email their list and friends and subscribers because they don't know what to say. Or they're afraid to, I guess, open up and share stuff with themselves. And you hear me say, build a relationship with your list. And that's how you do it. In my emails, I talk about my sons. I'll come up with stories, funny things we did, lessons learned. I talk about my sister who brought the dog to Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, I got hundreds and hundreds of just little happenings that happen in everyone's life that they can write about. And you have to be aware and kind of collect these stories and have your antenna up. And when you do that enough, you'll get better and better at writing. So when I say build a relationship, you got to share something about yourself and you share some of the great interviews and information that you're learning at the same time. There's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but essentially it's pretty simple. I've kind of outlined it in that manner. And those are some of the mistakes I made early on, but I'm definitely making up for them now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing those, Michael. And like I mentioned earlier, I've read your emails for several years and followed that. And actually, I'll confess as well that I loved your email messages because of the format that they had, where you would tell a story or you'd tell something that would be going on. You're down on the wharf having dinner with your family or whatever that is. And so I adopted that too at one point a few years ago when I started in my emails to incorporate stories that led back to a key point or a thought. And I'd put those in the subject line. I was following your model. You didn't know it all along.
No, I knew it. You know, I watched some of your videos on your site and you had your dog there. And you were outside. I saw it. You know, you were doing great. So I know you were doing that.
I was watching you. You're an expert on it. I love it. Well, I think it's time to tell the listeners about your amazing website, because this is where you can find it all. You know what really is amazing is that if you're a web person, you know anything about Alexa rankings or anything about that on the website, how high a website ranks. This website ranks very, very high on the internet, which is astounding that that happened. So you totally know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, I think I've had some longevity. I've looked at my Alexa ranking over the years. It's kind of gone down. I used to be the 22,000th most popular website in the world. And tell me if I'm wrong, anything above 100,000, you're in the top 1% of most viewed websites in the world. I think I'm at 66,000. There's billions of websites in the world, so I'm at 66,000. I've maintained in the 1% percentile of the most viewed websites in the world, and I'm probably going on 12 or 13 years now.
And that says something. It really does. So let's tell them about your website, how they can get there, what they're going to find, so that they can go and fill in their email address if they wanted to hear more about what you
do. I will do. Well, I have hundreds of hours of great audio information, some of my life's work. I give most of it away for free. And all you got to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com, hardtofindseminars.com. Or if you just type in my name, Michael Senoff, on Google, you're going to find it. Or type in marketing interviews on Google. I'll come up number one. I've kind of dominated the keywords, free marketing interviews or marketing interviews or hard to find seminars. We'll find it as well. And you'll be directed to a page. It's not a forced opt-in. There's a picture of my face and a little video that kind of tells what the site is. And you just scroll down and there's a page of probably 40 or 50 links to products and my free interviews. And there's one page called audio interviews, and there must be 200 links to 200 different audio interviews. And it's like a fun house. We have the Del Mar Fair here in San Diego until July 4th, and the kids and I were up there last weekend, and they have the little fun house where you go into the little house of mirrors and you try and work your way through that maze. You know, there are like mirrors everywhere and you're like bumping into the wall. That's kind of like my website. You'll have a good time clicking around, just exploring. Now, a mistake that I made, and I forgot to mention this, one mistake is, and something that offers a lot of value with my site, is when you click around to these pages, you're going to see that you have a full headline of what the interview's about. out in a full description. So you can take 2 minutes and read each one of those descriptions in headlines and essentially know exactly what you're going to learn in the interview before you click the play button. And I think this offers a lot of value to people, because if they go to a page and they have no idea what the interview's about or what they're going to learn, they're not going to click on it. So I have to pre-sell and share with the viewer or visitor to my webpage, and it's my service to tell them what are they going to learn when they invest their time listening to my voice interview some expert. They're going to know exactly what they're going to hear. That's something I didn't do at first. And I pay a writer who, when my interviews are edited, I send them to her, and she does the headlines and she writes the descriptions for me. She's been doing this for me for probably 8 years now, and she's been with me all this time. Her name is Rachel, and she does a great job. She really kind of gets me now and understands my voice and everything. So you're going to see that. So you'll know exactly what you're going to listen to. Everything's very specific, and you can play the button, you can download, you can read, and it's all there. And I hope the listeners just check it out and share it with their friends. You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
I'm sure they will. This is just awesome. I know that there's so much value in there, because like I said, I've been a partaker of all those interviews for many years, and the information and value that I got from them, you're exactly right, how important that is to have quality interviews. And your interviews are quality. That's why I kept coming back to them. And I do know what you mean by having the intro and part of the way through a commercial and maybe the outro with that. That's very professionally done, and I've heard that on your interviews, and I think it's a wonderful way to continue that promotion of getting those leads back to your site so they'll sign up for your email newsletter and grow your list even further.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important to promote yourself. I mean, you have to understand it is a business, and if you're not going to market yourself, why is anyone else going to market you? You got to be your number one advocate for marketing yourself. And that audio time in that interview is perfect space for advertising. And I wouldn't recommend you get advertisers to advertise on your interviews. Another thing, if you're doing interviews, I wouldn't do musical intros at the beginning, long intros. Just get right into the meat of it. People are busy. They want to get to the good stuff. Save them time. Always be conscious of people's time. Don't waste their time in the interviews. So that may mean asking hard questions that offer really good value, not stuff that they can maybe learn somewhere else that is common knowledge. So when you're doing your interviews, make it different. Be bold. Ask tough questions that make your interview stand out from every other average interviewer.
One of the things that you share is to ask the questions that you dare not to ask. What do you mean by that?
A lot of people are afraid to ask the personal stuff. Maybe if you're interviewing a guy who claims to be a millionaire, you know, you can ask him about all his failures. Ask him how much money he made on his first deal. Ask him if his wife gets pissed when he comes home late. How does his business affect his marriage? Ask stuff that people really want to know. The stuff you'd be afraid to ask, that's the kind of stuff you want to ask. Push the boundaries in your interviews. Most people say, oh, I can't ask him how much money he made on that deal. That's personal, private information. But I'm saying, screw it. Ask him. Ask him how much. All he can say is no. So if you can get the real good, juicy stuff in an interview that most of the other people who have interviewed him in the past, if anyone has ever gotten, then you've got the best interview. It's your job as an interviewer to ask the questions on behalf of all the listeners. You're providing a service for the listeners. The listeners may secretly want to know all these things, and it's your job to get that out of them.
I love that. I totally love that. You've actually been really open with your income, and that was wonderful to have you share how much you made on your project and what they sell for. That's valuable information that people want to hear about. I'd interviewed someone at one point who was making millions of dollars, but all of their interview, they said so much about how much it was all about helping others and how they continue to help the world, all of these things on and on and on. And I wanted to know. I said, well, okay, back up. Tell me how you made your money. Because people want to know that.
Yeah, because if you're listening to interviews on how to make money, they want to know how to make it. They want to do it themselves. That's why they're listening. They want to know specifics of how you do it. And so I share that. I share that in my product.
You're going to share a special with our list, right, Michael?
I'm going to share a special with your list. So I know everyone does this, and it's like, okay, here's the special deal. What's he got? I want to make it valuable, okay? And like I said, I'm always the guy interviewing everyone else. I'm shy. I don't want to think that I have any special knowledge. That's how most people think. But there is one product that I have on my site where I am the expert. And it's simply everything I've been doing for the last 12, 13 years. It's how I've been able to be a full-time, work-at-home father and husband. I haven't had any boss other than my wife telling me what to do. I can't tell you how valuable it's been to have been here for my sons ever since they've grown up, to always be around. I know so many people who have J-O-Bs. They're out of the house at 5:30. They're not back till 7:30 or 8. They're just working their ass off, making their boss all this money. They can't stand their job. They have a boss that they hate, and they stay there because they're scared. They just fear that they can't do anything else. Well, I know for a fact that everyone listening to this can do what I do. You're sitting on your butt, you're at home, and you're talking on the phone, and you're asking questions. Even if you're afraid to ask questions or believe that you can't come up with original questions, you can go to Amazon.com. You can type in any subject matter that you're interested in. You can pull up the best-selling books, and you can look online at the table of contents of that book, and you can create all of your questions for each one of the interviews, even though you have no clue about the subject matter. You can print them out. You can call your expert, and you can do your interview, and you can just read your questions off on the paper. And because you're doing editing after the interview, it will sound like a seamless conversation. So don't tell me any of your listeners can't do what I'm doing. I'm absolutely positive anyone can do it. And the reason they won't do it is because they're afraid, or they're lazy, or they have some reason that they want to stay in their current situation. I'm just talking about people who maybe are unhappy with what they're doing. I'm not saying every job is a negative experience. I'm sure there's lots of wonderful jobs and lots of people have great careers and they work for somebody. I am only talking to the people who are dissatisfied with their job and they're not making enough. Well, they need to do something about it. Get off their butt, quit crying to mama, and go and get my Audio Marketing Secrets product and learn how to do what I'm doing. I promise them that it'll be the best business of their life, and they'll learn so much. Every time you're creating products, you're learning, you're educating yourself, you're investing in yourself. And I'll give you a little example. I've got a new product that I'm launching. It's not even an information product. It's a little invention that I got patented, or I'm getting patented. It's not patented yet. And we call it the Send-Off Loop, and it's a little cell phone accessory that goes on the back of your cell phone that allows you to hold your phone with one hand. And if you have an iPhone or a touchscreen, you know it can be very difficult operating the touchscreen with just one hand because your hand's cramped and you need your thumb to touch the touchscreen. So my sons and I created this little product that's very inexpensive to make, and we are in the process of marketing it. And I know we're going to sell a ton of these things. And so I interviewed an expert and created a product on licensing, a guy named Rand Brenner, and I sell one of his products. And he is a licensing expert. And years ago, I grilled him. I had my students submit over 250 questions, which we asked, and we created an 8-part recording of him answering all 250 questions, all related to the subject of licensing. So last Tuesday, I went to Las Vegas to the licensing trade show of the year. And I went back to my Rand Brenner interviews that I had done with him, and I listened to every single one of them. So I was so fortunate to have that information from this expert. He told me so much valuable information. I mean, I got up on my licensing expertise in a matter of one day by re-listening to these recordings that I had, and it's a product I sell. And now this product I have is the perfect product because you can imprint on it, and I'm going to build the business through licensing. licensing. And that one product that I created with this guy became so valuable to me just last week. So what I'm saying is this information can be powerful. And that was a product I made money from. I mean, I sold that product in multiple $20 promotions. I sold it for hundreds of dollars over the last 4 years. But the real value is that I got to internalize and learn this stuff by creating the product. So as you're creating your own products, all that great information you're curious about goes inside your head, and you get to keep that. And that may pay off in a bigger way, bigger than the money you're going to make from the information products by actually doing something with it. So that was kind of a little story I wanted to revert back to.
Well, that's a great story. So you have this Audio Marketing Secrets product.
I sell the product for $597. But for any of your listeners, they'll go to the product page, which will be listed up on your site. And when they go to that product page, they'll enter their name and their email address. And if they want that product, I'll offer that product to them for only $97. I'll take $500 off the retail price, and they can get it from me only if they're one of your subscribers for only $97. So that's my special gift, and that is my Audio Marketing Secrets. It's everything I know about marketing, creating information products, and doing audio interviews. There's a collection of probably 25 hours of me consulting with people who call me over the years, and they say, hey, I want to create an information product, and you'll hear live consultations over the phone. Then there's a detailed 150 Q&A where I answer the most pressing questions about how I make money from audio information products that was hosted by a copywriter friend of mine named Ben Settle. And then there's a system for actually creating your own high-priced information products. So all of that for $97, it is the offer of a lifetime.
It really sounds like that. Let's give them a link so they can get to this. A special link that we'll have for our listeners is yournextquantumleap.com/Michael's Gift. And when you go to that link, it's going to take them to your special page where they can enter in their information and receive the $597 full complete product of how to market and sell information products for high profit for only $97.
That is correct, Michelle.
That is astounding. That is a wonderful offer. I know everyone's going to want to go there and do that for sure. What a great package. That is extremely generous of you, too, if I might say so.
You're very welcome. I want people to take advantage of it, and, you know, they can consult with me by the phone, but I'm going to charge $700 an hour, but for $100, they'll get me for 20 hours at my best, giving my best value and my best ideas to students just like them. They can sit in and listen on those, and they can hear me answer over 150 tough questions about how I make money with audio interviews, and they can have a complete system of how to build and conduct and do their own audio interviews as well.
Excellent. Thank you. As we close, I want to thank you so much for being a part of Your Next Quantum Leap, Michael. This has just been fabulous. Your information is over the top on details of exactly step-by-step how to make money with information products online. And thank you for that wonderful information. I appreciate you being a part of Your Next Quantum Leap.
Michelle, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and I appreciate it. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. That's the end of my interview with Michelle. I hope you found it helpful. And for my complete product on how I make money publishing and marketing and selling and packaging information audio interviews, go to www.hardtofindseminars.com/AMS.htm. That stands for Audio Marketing Secrets. You could also just go to Google and type in Audio Marketing Secrets, and you'll certainly find my most complete product yet on making money with information products. Thanks for listening.